For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Geesley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
Yeah, but back in my hometown, like when you saw McGruff the Crime Dog, it was me.
I do a Michael Jackson on myself.
What does that mean?
Grab my crotch a lot.
Well, I got into a bottle of wine, which was half the problem.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Another episode of MRL.
Good morning, everybody.
How exciting.
Welcome to Wednesday. I know, that was an amazing drop. Welcome to Wednesday. Today, Loren, is what day of the month? What's the date?
Oh, I believe it's the 3rd, and that would be Wednesday.
Right,
March.
Wednesday, March 3rd.
March 3rd.
Producer Nicole just said, happy anniversary. And I said, this is our show anniversary? She said, no, one year ago was the first COVID case in North Carolina.
Oh, really?
I was like, you got to be kidding. For reals?
And it was here way before that, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. We know somebody who got really, really sick. And in like December, right after our Christmas party, mm-hmm. we were like, oh, what a poor thing. And that might have been COVID. We don't know.
Maybe. I was in Barcelona right now last year.
Living it up.
Yep.
Gosh.
You took the last flight into the country before they shut down international travel for the most part.
Pretty
Literally,
much.
Yeah.
And we said, all right, Loren, when you got here, they definitely didn't like just let you off the plane and into the country. Like, they scanned you, did DNA testing.
They didn't even take my temperature.
No.
They never really have been doing a good job about people coming in from different countries. Remember my friend Matt, who was stuck in Venezuela?
Yeah.
I think it was Venezuela. It was somewhere in South America.
Yeah, I remember.
He had to get a private jet to fly back to America because he had COVID.
Yeah.
He had it.
Yeah.
In a different country.
In a different country.
And they had them all quarantined in, like, one hotel.
And he wasn't, and the American embassy wasn't taking care of him. Wasn't sending him food, wasn't helping. So he finally got a private jet to take all of the sick people back to America. And they didn't quarantine any of them.
Yeah, they landed in Miami and got right in a car.
Just say, hey, go on in.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Gosh, just when you said that, I was like, remember all the people who were stuck on cruise ships for weeks at a time? Like, I forget about that.
Yeah.
There's light at the end of the tunnel. Governor Cooper yesterday announcing that Group 3 is able to get the vaccine a week ahead of schedule because... Fantastic news on the vaccine front, where we're going to have enough vaccine to cover it, he feels like. Plus, really big deal. It would be like us and 96.1 working together for a cause, which, if God forbid anything ever happened, radio stations do join forces if they have to. And that's what happened yesterday with Johnson & Johnson and their rival company, Merck. Merck said, yes, we'll help Johnson & Johnson. Like, Merck probably had their own vaccine going that they wanted to rival with Johnson & Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that since the enemies are working together, they're a little snarky with each other? Like, when they get in the factory, they're like, oh, you used those vials?
Probably.
I think there was a lot of snark and a lot of pushback, and then Biden's like, all right, let's make... How much would it take for you to work with Johnson & Johnson? And they wrote a number down on a napkin, and they slid it over, and he's like, done deal. And they're like... Hello, Johnson & Johnson.
Grandpa pulled out his wallet here. What's it going to take?
Yeah. Next thing you know, there's a ring at Johnson & Johnson's doorbell. Merck? What are you doing here?
By the way, what a name, Merck.
I know. So Merck is going to help Johnson & Johnson get the vaccine out. And then Biden yesterday says there'll be enough vaccine for every American in May because of that deal. Amazing stuff.
I wonder, though, how long there'll be a vaccine for every American in May, but the rollout of distributing it, I wonder what that's like.
But at least you have one side of it you think taken care of rather than two issues, you have one.
And I told you guys, my au pair, we were talking to her parents in Italy, and Italy is just now vaccinating the elderly, like just now, and it's 80 and older.
We're fourth in the world right now in a vaccine distribution behind Israel, the United Emirates, and Great Britain.
Good. Okay.
Take that, Canada.
Yeah. I've been watching some people.
Anyway, I'm just excited because it gives us, it's like it'll help us get back to normal.
There's a light at the end
of the tunnel. What you say about vaccines, whether you want them or not, I don't care. It just helps us.
And I've been watching some people on TikTok from the UK, and evidently they're on like a strict 5-day lockdown or something over there. And I've been so fascinated with their life because, you know, like our lockdown wasn't really a lockdown.
Oh, their lockdown's like a lockdown.
Their lockdown's like you don't leave your house.
Mm-hmm.
Like our lockdown was like, hey, you can go to work if needed, and you can go to the grocery store if needed.
I need cigarettes.
If you're 23 years old and live in South End, you can go party if needed.
But we're closing the bar at 9:45.
You know what I'm saying?
Anywhere you want, if needed.
If needed. Yeah, you can take a roadie with you, but it helps you get you out. Yeah, we're America. That's what makes us great.
I just find that so fast. Like, our lockdown's nothing compared to everyone else.
Because we're the spoiled kids. Yeah. That if the president said, all right, everybody's staying in, we go, what? F you. We are not. In fact, like, the president, both presidents, Trump and Biden, had to deal with, like, if they did that, they'd be like, if we tell them they can't stay in, they're only going to go out.
Yeah.
So we got to give them some freedom. Yeah.
If we told them they had to stay in.
Teenagers.
Yeah, we're like the teenagers. America's a
bunch. You can't grab me.
We've been teenagers since the Revolutionary War. Right?
So rebellious.
We've been nothing but rebels.
Yeah.
Anyway, happy news. Happy news, everybody. What's the one thing you want to tell us, Ren? Anything good in your world?
Oh,
I know we're talking to you about something at 7 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, something happened, I guess like a week ago now, and it's kind of been sitting on my chest. There's been a lot of things sitting on my chest, by the way. Like, I've got a lot going on in my life. But last night, I told you guys last week, we took my son, Cashton, after like a year because of COVID, back to swim lessons, and he had a meltdown, like major meltdown last week. Well, we tried to mind trick him, and we took him to watch baby Jackson take a swim class, and then he wanted to get in the pool.
Sure.
So we were like, great. So we took him to his swim class last night, and I knew we needed to get there early, so we watched the class before, because when we got there, he didn't want to go in again.
Okay.
And I finally got him in the pool for his swim class, but dude, he was all over the place. Like, when I tell you, he was like, teacher, what teacher? I'm doing my own thing over here.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel bad for, like, the other families taking this class because my son is such a distraction. And I'm like, Cash, we got to get it together, buddy. But I know he was just excited, so I'm hoping that because, like, once he realized the pool is fun again, he just needs to get this, like, rambunctiousness out, and then he'll wait for his turn at the next class.
But, okay.
Whew, last night, I was, like, apologizing to parents standing there. I was like, I'm so sorry.
When we go to commercial, I got to show you this video my brother was showing me. I don't think it's new, but the Pope was in, like, Sweden. And in front of, like, thousands of people at, in, like, a giant church. And this little boy just walks up on the altar and starts playing around, messing around, like, going up to touch the guard. And the guard doesn't move. The mom comes up to get him, and the Pope says, leave him. Just let him hang.
Oh, see, that's cool. My kid was
really
doing,
funny.
Like, cannonballs into, like, other people's classes. I was like, oh, God.
No concept of space.
None.
How about you, Roy Boy? What's the one thing? Anything good?
You know, I told you guys this off the air, but this morning, my fiance has been waking up at 3 a.m. and he just can't go back to bed. And typically, he just lays there and watches TikTok while I get ready.
Mm-hmm.
However, this morning, it's just we're wide awake, walking around, date starting. And he's like, before you go, we got to measure our noses. I'm like, what? He's like, I'm going to order us some masks, but these are going to be like special fitted masks. And you got to do the nose to the ear measurement. But you can't use like a normal ruler or like a normal tape measure.
Yeah, you got to use the cloth one.
You got to use the cloth one that can kind of form
getting
to the
Jim
face.
Carrey mask?
I don't know what's going on. And so here I am. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning and we're measuring our noses. And I'm like, you really need to go back to bed. Like, I can handle no sleep. You can't.
That's
like,
funny.
Go back to bed.
I want to see your new mask.
Who knows what he's ordering?
I
can't
see
wait
what
to
you're
see
up
it.
To.
Yeah.
So the one thing real quick that I want to tell you is I always screw up Venmo. And yesterday Roy owed me $20 and I ended up paying Roy $20 instead of requesting.
Like, you did mine right.
I did yours right because I started off doing, I went to him first and I did it wrong.
I, by the way, I still haven't paid you.
That's okay. That's okay. You don't have to. But now I have to ask for double the money back because I paid him, and then he owes me the additional. It's such a pain.
I might charge you a transaction fee.
I would, too. Like, hey, Manny just paid me $20. What a nice friend. And then 2 seconds later, I need not only 20, I need 40.
He knew I was going through a hard time, needed that cash.
I hate that stupid app, man. I hate it.
Yeah, because it's the same button to pay a request.
Yeah.
So.
And I do it all the time. Yeah. I do it all the time.
Living life through Manny's eyes.
Here's the thing. Everybody is a 7 with the mask on, right? It's when you take the mask off that you either become a 10 or a 2. It's as simple as that.
Hear Manny weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
So this poor woman in China orders an Apple iPhone 12 Pro Max, and instead she gets an apple-flavored yogurt drink.
What?
Yes. She actually went to the actual website, like apple.com, to order the device. It wasn't like a third-party situation. She paid $1,500 to buy the latest iPhone 12 Pro Max.
That is the most expensive apple juice ever.
Yeah, when she got the box, it was an apple-flavored yogurt drink in the mail. The surprising part, like I said, is that the Apple official website says this has never happened to them before. Both Apple and the mail carrier say that the iPhone 12 Max was delivered to the location that she requested. She has filed a case with the local police regarding this. My theory is that someone opened it, took the Apple iPhone, and replaced it with the Apple yogurt. Ha ha. And then re-taped it.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Right?
Yeah. There's no way this came from the factory.
Right. Unless somebody was quitting and playing like a prank on their way out.
Nothing.
Yeah, you want an apple? You're getting an apple.
Yeah, but don't they, like, on the Apple boxes, they have scans and they track all that? Like, when I bought mine, I bought, like, a serial number, too.
I'm sure there's cameras. Like, I'm sure it didn't come from the factory.
Whenever I buy a new phone, I go to the store. I'm afraid to have it shipped to me for that reason. I'm like, it touches too many hands.
My latest got shipped to me.
No problems?
No problems.
But you got to do all that tracking stuff, you said, or whatever.
I can't.
Scanning, like you got to do like scans and buy security. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm just saying like the box has a scan on it. So like I knew when I bought mine what serial number was coming to me, like in my order information.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got you. Okay.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
So yesterday later in the show, we were talking about how you have something of your childhood and you still keep it now. Someone who listens to the show on Monday called in and said that they have a blankie. They're almost 40, and their blankie goes with them everywhere. And they're about to get remarried, and, like, one of the stipulations was that dude is okay with the blankie.
Of course. Gotta be.
Roy even said, like, hey, when there's private time, what do you do with the blankie? Oh, blankie hangs out.
Yeah, they just move it over.
Blankie was in the car with her that morning. She took a picture of it.
Do you think she talks to Blankie?
I mean, yes. I wouldn't say no.
Mm.
So I have a teddy bear who I've had since I was born. And his name, I've named him when I was a kid, Deedly, because he played Go to Sleep. And I guess it sounded like he was saying Deedly.
Mm-hmm.
So I named him Deedly. And Deedly has been with me since probably 1975-ish when I was born. And he was in an attic for a long time. And then my mom moved down here and brought Deedly. And I gave him to Dean, and he sat in Dean's bed for a long time. And now Deedly hangs out with my 2.5-year-old daughter, Ruby. And I posted a picture of Deedly, and the very first thing that Roy says when he sees Deedly isn't like, oh, that's so cute, oh, Manny, I can't believe that bear's so old. What did you say?
I was shocked. It's so creepy. It's scary.
He thinks it's like this old porcelain doll looking creepy bear.
The eyes peer into my soul. Its mouth is wide open in shock and horror. The ears don't match. It's a off-putting color.
It's yellow. He's yellow.
That's
like
yellow?
Yeah.
It's like more of like a green yellow.
Green? Bro, I'm colorblind and I'm seeing yellow. Anyway, to see what I'm talking about, if you can safely do so, will you do me a favor and go to @TheMRLShow on our Instagram? Have a look at my teddy bear, my childhood teddy bear that's still alive and kicking now, although he doesn't play music anymore.
I want to be clear that...
Oh, you're clear. You don't need to be any clearer.
That's true. I want to be clear that it's not just me who thinks it's creepy. We have listeners who are commenting as well. Darby says, kind of creepy.
Yeah, kind of creepy. It's different than, like, the eyes are piercing through me. This doll wants to come to life and choke me tonight.
Okay, hold on, because now that I'm looking at it.
It's scary, isn't it?
The bear itself, I think, is in good shape for being as old as it is.
I agree with that.
Yes.
However,
I agree with that.
It is a little creepy.
I mean, the eyes and the mouth. Lauren sends us a message going, you're right, Roy, the bear is creepy. Sorry, Manny.
Does anybody like the bear on the quotes and comments?
I'm sorry. I'm not looking at their messages.
If you could go look at it, at the MRL show, it's on our feed on Instagram. And then just tell me the bear's not creepy. Or I guess if you think the bear's creepy, let me know. Because I don't, it's my childhood bear, so I don't look at him that way.
Chelsea says he's so creepy that he's cute. How about that turn around?
I've had women say that about me, too. If you saw this bear, Roy, and you didn't know it was my Deedly, and you woke up and he was sitting across from you,
I would sell it. I would sell it on eBay and say it's a haunted bear.
Yeah, tell everyone that what you used to do. That's not a joke.
Yeah, it's not a joke. So me and my buddy Randy, we would go to Goodwill quite a bit to find things to resell on eBay. You know, we were pinching for pennies, trying to get. At the time I was doing this, we would buy Crocs because Crocs were then kind of going out of style. And we'd buy them for like $1, $2, and resell them on eBay for like $11. It was a great little turn of...
Great profit,
great,
yeah.
Great little side hustle.
Anybody will tell you that.
And so, well, we started getting a little creative. You know, we found different flip-flops that creepy people loved. And then we said, well, why don't we sell... You know, because Goodwill is riddled with these old dolls that were in elderly people's homes. Let's sell them, you know, take them in the backyard, dirty them up a little bit. And then put them on eBay and say, like, they're haunted and won't leave me alone. And we developed these elaborate backstories that, you know, the house has caught on fire 3 times since this doll has been in my possession.
And who buys that? Somebody who's looking to collect insurance on their house?
A lot of people buy it. A lot of people. And so you, we'd
what
buy
would you sell them for?
You would buy it for like $1, $2, and sell it for like $50.
This crappy bear that you would go dirty up and create the story.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it to create the story? Because that's genius.
Randy's. And he saw some other people do it on eBay, and they were selling like hotcakes, and he's like, well, let's do it too.
I'm turning you into Channel 7. These bears are supposedly haunted.
You'll be on the Snark Report in no time.
Dude, up next, the two gentlemen and the scam they were running.
I was paid practically nothing. I was doing everything I can to make my rent.
Their customers called a scam. They called it a side hustle.
I mean, we would just
come
up.
What do you think you could get for Deedly my bear?
I would need to scare him up just a little bit more.
Take like an eyeball off.
Yeah, but do a little bit more patches, dirty him up. Definitely dirty him up. And then I would have to think of like a story of like, we tried to get rid of him, but he returned.
Come on, dude. Yeah. Like when I went to bed, he was on the chair. When I woke up, he was next to me in the bed.
Yeah, or like we see his, I'll probably do something like we see his left paw move, you know, and then maybe I'll try to get string. And I don't know if eBay accepts videos of products, but maybe I'll try to get like some movement.
My poor Deedly bear, who I love so much, who's been with me. He was with me when I had viral pneumonia at 6 months old.
And that's when he caught the demons of viral pneumonia.
704 says, I agree with Roy. My soul feels violated when I look at that bear.
Yes!
Screw you.
So aggressive.
336 says, oh my God, the bear is not creepy whatsoever. I was expecting Freddy or Nightmare or something, but nowhere near as creepy.
Bull crap.
Someone, 828 says, I have a Freddy Krueger doll that stays in my room. I've had 87.
87
since
what?
I've had since 87. Oh, yeah.
And that was like the cool part. We'd find these dolls at Goodwill that were old from like 1987. So they just naturally looked haunted.
What a scam, dude. When was the last time you did that?
He doesn't want to
like,
say.
Like, do you still do it?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, before, moved here.
Yeah, like 2012.
That's really, really
probably
funny.
The last one. And we've made good money doing it.
And for some reason, I feel like if people are dumb enough to buy that stuff, I don't feel bad for them. You know what I mean? Like, Roy and his buddy Randy are scamming the hell out of these people. But
I think Randy one time would sell sand from the beach, and it would just be like sand from Home Depot.
That's awful.
I absolutely love you guys. My husband and I listen every morning. You are entertainment on the way to work.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Thank you.
You know, I saw this video going viral, and it is alarming, disgusting, yet interesting, and I want it. Anna, it is out of Iowa at Fong's Pizza. They've gone viral for creating the Loopy Fruits pizza. Have you seen this thing?
No, I'm going to Google it now, though.
Is it Fruit Loops on a pizza?
It is. You know, a lot of people complain about pineapple on a pizza, but wait till you see this thing, man. It's a dessert-style pizza, which has, of course, the Fruit Loops on it. Then they drizzled the sweet cream icing sauce on top.
I love that they couldn't call it Fruit Loops, so they called it Loopy Fruits.
They called it Loopy Fruits.
Yeah. Look at this thing, Loren. Can you see Roy's computer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be gross.
Yeah, so it looks good.
They take mozzarella cheese. They take a sweet cream cheese sauce drizzle on top. They take the fruity Fruit Loops. They put that on top. And then they sell it.
Minnie, you don't remember when it was like candy pizza was going viral and we made one in here and it had like Skittles on it.
Did we not like it?
I loved it.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You liked the sweet stuff.
It was like sweet and salty. It was actually really good.
You call yourself Italian.
I know.
I do like,
Loren is disrespecting
the craft.
You like what kind of pizzas?
I like dessert pizzas. Like, you know, when I would go to the CC's buffet.
Yes.
They had really good dessert pizzas.
They had like a
talking dessert pizza.
They had pizza that had like chocolate like drizzled across it, like Nutella or something. It was amazing.
And apple pie pizza?
You have an Italian au pair who would smack you about the head if she saw this Fruit Loops pizza.
I don't think so. Well, maybe about the Fruit Loops pizza, but I think they have something that's like a sweet pizza too, like a dessert pizza.
It's a novelty. It's like a
but pizza.
A Twinkie for us.
No.
You know what I mean? Like nobody eats the Twinkie because they're good. They're a novelty.
I don't know. I think like the pizzas that are popular in Italy are not the pizzas that we eat here. It's like lemon ricotta prosciutto pizza, you know?
That does sound nasty. I like cheese and pepperoni from Pizza Hut. Thank you.
Lemon and fig.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, pepperoni, maybe I'll go so far as bacon. Like, bacon on pizza is good.
Yeah.
But you do Fruit Loops and Skittles?
I
disrespect the Italian family.
I am appalled, but I do want to try it. I wish somebody around here would make a Fruit Loops pizza. I'd go buy it in a heartbeat. You know, I go to Sal's Pizza Factory. They have like one here, and they have two locations in Charlotte. They have a lot of interesting pizza topping ideas, like a taco pizza and a cheeseburger, and weird. There's one pizza that has French fries on it.
It's that whole, if you build it, they will eat it, you know, type mentality. Yeah. Like, somebody will take it because it's the novelty. But I don't know. I'm old school, I guess. Ask Elena what she thinks about the Fruit Loops pizza.
I will.
515 texted in and said, I'm from Iowa. Check out the Crab Rangoon pizza at Fong's.
Oh, that sounds
amazing. I'll fly home to try that.
So Fong's is the one that did the Fruit Loops pizza. So they must be known for making, like, strange, out-of-the-box pizzas.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying, slow down, Manny. Italy, and someone texted in and says, Sicily has French fries on pizza, so it's not that authentic.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, easy, judging.
You know, I'm disrespectful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Italian culture.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
So, I have been feeling like really weighed down lately. And there's a multitude of things going on in my life, but I heard from somebody like a week and a half ago from my past. And this person reached out to me on Facebook. And I did not expect to hear from them. Like, I have not heard from them in probably 15 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A long time.
Like, 15 years would be on the early side. I'm thinking it's probably more like closer to 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they just randomly reached out to you.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say?
Let me see if I can pull it up. It was very short.
Love you.
No, oh. It was.
Yeah, is it an ex?
No, it is one of my sisters.
Oh, I always forget that you have sisters that you don't ever publicly talk about.
Yeah, so.
Or privately, for that matter.
Honestly. I don't talk about them at all, yeah. Really.
Yeah, we don't ever hear about them.
Yeah, no, you're right. So my dad had two daughters from a previous marriage. And when I was growing up, I get the tenseness of the family because
he left them to go to somewhere else.
Well, it's not like he left them to go to my mom, right? Like, that's not the situation. But my mom is very close in age to my oldest sister. And I say close, that's relative. They're still like 18 years apart. Oh. But they're, I mean, close, right?
Yeah.
So there was some strife between, like, our new family and Dad's old family.
Okay.
But as I grew up, the sisters, I guess, started to get over it and started to become part of my life. When I was, like, probably between, like, 10 and 17.
You would see them. They would come to the house.
Yeah. So we started not to get super close, but they were in my life. And when my dad got sick, they kind of really pulled away. And I have not spoken to either of them since my dad passed because of that reason. Like, nobody came to see my dad on his deathbed.
Okay.
All right. And in the process, I've, like, I don't want to say cut them off, but I hold that
grudge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a week and a half ago, my sister Amy reaches out to me, and she doesn't reach out to me on her page because I don't think she has a page to herself. She reaches out to me on a guy's page.
Like a Facebook?
Yeah, I'm thinking that they're married, okay. To be honest with you. I think I blocked the message and now I can't find it.
Blocked the message? Wow.
Yeah. So
instant reaction.
No, it wasn't an instant reaction. I sat on it for a few days.
Oh.
And I have another sister, Sherlan, who reached out to my brother and I about 5 years ago.
What's her name?
Sherlan.
Sherlan and Amy are sisters.
Yes. But Sherlan was asking me for money, and she also asked my brother for money about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So this time when Amy reached out to me, it was like the message was very short. It was like, it's your sister Amy. Sad face. Call me. And her phone number. Oh, that's exactly what it said, actually. Because I sent it to producer Nicole when it happened, and she just sent it back to me.
It says, this is your sister Amy, and it's a broken heart.
Yeah.
Broken heart emoji. Please call me. And then the phone number.
Mm-hmm. Wow. See, I would be so curious, and I would probably call, knowing that it wasn't going to go well.
Especially with the heartbreak emoji.
But I probably would call. What's your hesitation? And it's, and by the way, I'm not judging you at all. I'm just saying what I would do.
Yeah, I feel like I've just been burned by them multiple times.
Well, more than the big one with your dad? Anything after that?
Well, so the other sister reached out and asked for money.
Okay.
Like, she kind of did the same thing where she left, like, she vague booked me, reached out, vague booked me. I reached back out, and then she was asking for money.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not out of the realm in my brain to think that Amy is now asking or trying to ask for
you
money.
You think that's genuinely her reaching out to you after 20 years asking for money?
Yeah.
Really? Like, I'm heartbroken about something in my life.
And I need money.
Like, something's going on. I need money. Will you help me?
She's listening to the show, and she's like, they talk about her big chateau all the time. I'm sure she has money.
No, she sees it on Facebook. I wonder if she came across my Facebook profile on her husband or whoever's account this is.
And saw the BMW.
Shut up.
Not lying, but I'm listening. That's your left shoulder, by the way. I'm your right shoulder today.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We just got a text message from 413. It says, hell no, do not call, girl. Yeah. And that was my initial gut reaction.
Well, it's like Pandora's box. It's like, once I go down this path, how can I box this back up? No, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you're not a bit curious as to what's going on?
Honestly, I think it's because I have so much going on in my own circle right now. That no, I'm really not.
Okay, then don't.
Like that, what's going on in your life after being absent in my life for almost 20 years does not concern me.
Did you tell your mom and your brother?
Yeah, I did. Is that really, is that cold?
No, because it's cold. I'd be so curious.
Me too, but you've drawn a line in the sand and good for you. Like, that's your line. That's your boundary, as my therapist would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a boundary and your boundary is don't reach out to me unless it's urgent, which it might be. See, that's the thing is, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe someone else has passed away. She's got to deliver some news.
I'm going to ask you a hard question.
Okay.
I really am. If, God forbid, anything happened to her, would you go to the visitation or the funeral? Right?
If I'm being honest, I don't think so.
Then you don't owe them anything.
Yeah. If you wouldn't even go to the funeral.
That's my law.
Because if
I wouldn't go to your funeral, I don't owe you anything.
Because if you were going to say yes, I'd be like, well, how would you know? You're not even answering their call.
Right. And then
it's a feeling.
732 texts in and says, do you think she's trying to make amends? She might be.
But you don't want it.
But I don't really care to make amends.
Yeah, I get it.
But do you think maybe, and we're going to go to break here, but do you think maybe in this crazy time in your life, it might be just what you need?
Mm-mm. I don't need one more thing.
Well, maybe it would, but so you're playing it like it's going to be an automatic headache. What if it wasn't? What if it turned out
they hit the lottery?
No, it's not about money. Shut up, right shoulder. Left shoulder.
Left shoulder.
Yeah. No, it's not about money. It's like, maybe what if they just were like, hey, I just want to catch up.
Uh-huh.
Just want to talk. And it's an extra outlet for you. Who knows? Maybe in another week you call, you're like, I just need to unload some stuff. But I know we haven't been close, but like, here's what's going on.
I would also feel funny about unloading on somebody that I haven't spoken to in 20 years.
Fair enough.
Well, a lot of people are saying not to reach back out.
Yeah, it's kind of split though. And I would be curious if anybody had actually been through this situation before. Like, yes, I've been through it with my other sister, but I don't know. Do I bury the hatchet or do I just let it sit where it is?
You want to take some calls?
Maybe.
Talk to some people? All right, let's give Loren a little therapy this morning. 704-570-9595. Are you someone who's in her position? You have a long-lost family member. Could be a brother, sister, cousin, whoever. And you haven't spoken with them in a long time, and they recently reached out. What are you going to do?
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call.
I absolutely love you guys. My husband and I listen every morning. You are entertainment on the way to work.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Who wouldn't be entertained by Loren?
She had a long-lost sister reach out to her after almost 20 years and sent a message saying, hey, it's your sister, heartbroken emoji, please call me.
It's very vague. It was a true vague book. And it was over Facebook. And it wasn't even hers. It was her husband's Facebook page.
And you're not telling the story as much as like, hey, what should I do here? You've already made the decision what you're going to do.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to reach back out. Mm-hmm. I have another sister who reached out probably about 5 years ago or so. And she asked for money and then like doubled down on the bad relationship she had with my dad and was like still talking crap about him.
Our phones are jammed up with people, Loren, who are in a similar situation and just want to talk to you.
Let's talk with Sarah in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning. Yeah, so I'm completely with you, Loren. My sister and I tried the reconciliation thing and she never got over her feelings for my dad,
mm-hmm.
the negative feelings she had from both my parents, and everything we tried to do did not work. And so I ended up making that decision actually against my mom's wishes, because she wanted me to try to work it out. But I just never could, because she even said she couldn't follow me on Facebook anymore because I posted too much about how much I love my parents.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I mean, my dad's gone. It's not like he can defend himself, you know, and I have a really hard time getting over that because I had such a good relationship with my dad. And I'm not taking anything away from the fact that she didn't have that experience. But I also feel like she held that over my head when we were speaking. Yeah. And I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
Sure. Thanks, Sarah. There's single kids, only children everywhere going, thank God. God, I'm an only child.
Let's talk with Bailey in Mount Holly.
Hi. Well, this isn't me personally, but my mom went through a similar situation the past year or two ago with her brother. They didn't speak for years because when their dad passed, when they were going through stuff, they got in so many arguments, and it just led to them falling out. And so it was about 5 years or so they would not speak to each other. Her brother wouldn't take her calls. And then she got a call from his wife one day that they were in trouble with, like, social services with their kids, and that they either my mom takes their kids in for that period of time or they go to foster care. And
that's
so that
heavy.
That's kind of like what happened to Roy.
Yeah, I got a letter saying, hey, will you take this kid?
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay, heavy. Well, how did it play out, Bailey?
So they ended up, my mom took them in for a couple weeks, and then they ended up getting them back and everything, and my mom has such a good, she's getting a better relationship with her brother now where she talks to him more and she's back to how it was before.
Yeah.
And so I think that trouble of a time like that kind of brought them closer.
So point being, maybe if there's some trouble in her life, you have some things that are crazy in your life, it could, that's kind of what I was trying to say, thank you, Bailey, before, Loren, was like, maybe it is also this weird blessing in disguise.
Like
where
a
it's
bonding
like
moment.
Another person for you to reach out and talk to. Maybe she needs somebody, and you could sure use somebody sometimes to talk to, you know, outside of your bubble here in Charlotte.
I would understand that if they were close prior.
And if they weren't hitting you up for like...
Yeah.
Monetary
it's
things.
It's been 20 years. See, that kind of makes me afraid to reach out, too, because I have such a big heart, especially for children, that if there was something wrong, like, I'd have three in a heartbeat. You know what I mean?
Sure. Let's talk with Amy in South Carolina. What did you want to say to Loren?
I kind of agree with her. My grandma passed away in April, will be 20 years, and my mom is still living, and she recently, not recently. She's been living with me for the last 3 years, and I haven't heard anything from her brothers at all. Like, I have one cousin that I associate with through the family, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And every now and again, she'll say, "Oh, my dad asked about your mom, how she's doing and stuff."
So she still tries to reach out.
And my cousin is the only one who knows how my mom's doing. It's because I talk to her on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like illness, death. Like anything like that, any kind of wrinkle in the relationship bridge breaks apart. It fractures relationships for family members. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Thanks, Amy.
And I do believe in the whole just because your blood doesn't mean your family, you know?
Yeah, I do too.
Pretty powerful statement. That's probably about right.
Yeah. Somebody texted in and asked what my mom thinks. I mean, I think my mom feels the same way that I do. She's like, I mean, it's up to you,
But your mom and your brother haven't spoken with these half-sisters in as long as you have, right?
Oh, my brother is, like, fired up. He's like, don't reach out to her. You can't reach out to her. You know,
really?
And I'm like, yeah, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because he was the other person that the other sister asked for money.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah.
Vin definitely went through all of her friends, right, and saw that there was nobody good-looking single brother,
I'm
Vin.
I'm sure there was. That was a little Facebook dive.
Well, now, listen, I don't want anyone feeling too sorry for Loren.
Oh, God.
Because we got to take her down in pop culture trivia. It's called Can't Beat Loren.
She's an emotional mess right now. We're going to play this game next?
Yes, I want you to take her down. Don't go anywhere. Can't Beat Loren coming up next.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Loren.
On Kiss 95.1.
This is Joan, and she's in my hometown of Waxhaw. Hey, Joan.
Hey, Mimi. Sorry.
Joan, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Hey, Loren.
Hi.
So you need to get out of the studio.
I am going.
I'm playing because my kids said.
All right, I'm going.
I'm not going to beat you.
Yeah, you didn't expect Nicole to answer and put you on. You didn't know this was going to happen.
Well, listen, Joan, Loren has left the studio. She can no longer hear these questions, okay?
Yes.
You ready?
Yeah, Mamie, if I win, do I get to hang out with you in Waxhaw?
Yeah, what a thrill. Come hang out in my cul-de-sac.
I'm so not going to win, don't worry.
All right. First off, Joan, let's make sure you got your name right. When we say Joan answer, you go ahead, okay?
Okay.
Jaden Smith's father hasn't ruled out the idea of running for office someday. Who does Jaden Smith call his dad?
Oh, no idea. Will Smith.
There you go. All right, Joe Biden says there should be enough vaccine for all Americans by May. What company just recently put a one-shot vaccine on the market? What company makes that?
Pfizer has two. I should know this. Merck?
Merck, okay. Question number... Wait a minute, she's not wrong technically because they're working together. Okay. Chris Harrison, Loren's going to get that one right.
Yeah.
All right, so Chris Harrison will sit down for his first interview since stepping aside from the Bachelor franchise on Good Morning America tomorrow. Both of those shows air on what network? Good Morning America and The Bachelor.
ABC.
Question four, Chip Gaines has a book...
Sorry.
Settle down, everybody. Here we go. Chip Gaines has a book coming out later this month. He and his wife run Magnolia Farms. Who is his wife / fixer-upper partner?
My idol, Joanna Gaines.
All right, Shailene Woodley's new quarterback fiance is doing his part for his hometown of Chico, California. He's donated $1 million to help small businesses there. Who is he? What's his name?
Oh, no idea.
Yeah, that's a hard one. All right, come on in, Loren. You did okay, Joan.
Yeah. Did really good. For a first-timer.
How did Joan do?
Joan got 4 correct.
Good for you, Joan.
Oh, wow.
You both seemed really surprised. Okay. All right, let's see how you do.
Okay.
Jaden Smith's father hasn't ruled out the idea of running for office someday. Who does Jaden Smith call Pop?
Will Smith.
1-1.
Joe Biden says there should be enough vaccine for all Americans by the end of May. What company just released its one-shot vaccine?
Johnson & Johnson.
2-2.
She said Merck. We're giving it to her.
Yep.
They're working together.
But right. It is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
She's not wrong.
And at that point, we didn't know if she was going to get any right. So, question 3. Chris Harrison will sit down for his first interview since stepping aside from the Bachelor franchise on Good Morning America tomorrow. We'll all be tuned into that. Both of those shows air on what network?
ABC.
3-3.
Chip Gaines has a book coming out later this month. He and his wife run Magnolia Farms. Who is his wifey / fixer-upper partner?
Joanna.
That is correct. 4-4.
And Shailene Woodley's new quarterback fiance is doing his part for his hometown of Chico, California. He's donated $1 million to help small businesses. His name is...
Aaron Rodgers.
That is correct. No idea from Joanne on that one. Final score, 5-4. The Rennie of 19 wins.
Oh, boy. I guess I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Joan.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, enjoy Waxaw. Come by the sack anytime.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. And you guys got an awesome show. I appreciate you guys for having the best morning show.
I love the show. I get up every morning. It's what I look forward to. Listen to you guys every day.
Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
Yeah, Manny, you're worried that this is really stressful. I don't think it's that dramatic. I think, if anything, it's just been stressful.
Buddy, it sounds pretty damn dramatic.
Okay, let's just quickly recap the 7 o'clock hour. Loren said her half-sister, who she hasn't spoken with in years, reached out to her, and she thought that it was shady to reach out like that.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what the reason is. And then all of a sudden, you tell us that your wedding's off.
Maybe.
Well, dude, yes, that's a little stressful for me. I'm sorry. It's a lot this hour.
We're riding a roller coaster this morning.
What about the pizza? Let's talk about the Fruit Loops pizza.
Let's go back to when we were doing silly time. No, me and my fiance, we got engaged last year, and we were planning on a 2022 wedding to give, because, you know, more than enough time for this COVID thing to be done. And here we are sitting in March, and everyone's constantly asking me, hey, When's the wedding day? When's the plans? What's going on? And I am still nowhere in the planning process. We thought it was going to be in Charleston. We didn't have the greatest trip down there looking at wedding venues. So we came back here and we're like, okay, let's, we're now at square one. Where do we have this thing? And I'm like, well, maybe right here in Charlotte. Let's look at venues in Charlotte. It's been hard nailing down schedules to visit venues in Charlotte. And honestly, we have a horrible flaw between me and my fiance where we have all this stuff going on in our life. It's just like, it's like we don't have time to schedule and plan a wedding.
The two of you are incredibly indecisive, too.
We are. I want some, like right now, like we can't even pick tile. We have to redo the tile in our kitchen. We can't even pick the tile.
You it's can't like, agree on it, or you just don't, neither one really cares?
I don't know what's
nobody
good.
Nobody wants to make the decision.
I don't have the vision for it.
Yeah.
If I can't have the vision on flooring, how am I going to have the vision on my own wedding?
Let me ask you this, because it's different. It's a different situation how you answer this. If one person made the decision, would the other person then say, oh, I don't like that?
Yes.
Yes, see, that, yeah, that's where it gets sticky. Because if one person makes a decision and the other person doesn't, the other person has to live with it.
No.
If you didn't make the decision.
Because, and I'm talking about myself, because if there was plans, I don't know what I love, but I know what I hate. You know what I mean?
Isn't that easy?
Yeah. Like, if I see something, like, oh, I don't like that.
That's why I answer a lot of times, like, well, I don't hate it. And then Dallas is like, what does that mean?
Yeah, right. Like when we ask our boss, did you like the show? And they were like, well, it wasn't terrible.
Yeah. So
a lot of people are saying hire a wedding planner. Take your time,
okay,
Leroy.
So we looked at wedding planners, and a lot of wedding planners are like, well, hire me out six. Like, they want me to pick out kind of the VIN. Like,
you still have to have some direction.
Right.
Like, to hire a wedding planner.
Right, like they need some things to work with, and I don't have anything to work with. And so there's been conversations that, like, maybe we just cancel the wedding and elope somewhere. And, you know, and we'll say to our closest friends and family, hey, if you make it, you make it. If not, you're not.
Okay, now, Roy, Dallas and I tried the whole elopement process. Like, we thought that we would want to do that, and our families freaked out. And that's not me trying to sway you one way or another. That just brings me to asking you, do you think long-term you will regret eloping?
I'm scared that I will. I'm scared that I won't have that big reception party.
See, I feel like the pandemic has given you an excuse to delay things. Like, if there was no pandemic, your process probably wouldn't be any different, really.
Mm-hmm.
You'd still be kind of not decisive on where to have it. And Now you'd be like, we'll delay it another year. And then you could just continue to look for venues, and if you don't see anything, you know what I mean? Like,
just keep delaying it and just take our time, is what you're saying?
Not keep delaying it. The pandemic has given you, like, a year reset.
Right.
Like, the people that are getting married this year have already picked out their venues. They already know what they're doing, you know, and they've rescheduled.
Right.
For people who are newly or about to get married like you guys have to start that process in 22, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Maybe. And like,
but do what you want, man. Like, I just want to come to a bachelor party and like a reception.
I don't think they're going to have a bachelor party if they're going to elope.
No, they'll be a bachelor
party. And then how about this?
Even if it's just me and you, Loren, and Roy doesn't come.
Well, and then so technically my original plan was to get married next year, which of course that means I would then have my bachelor party next year. Well, that's also the year I'm turning 30. That's too much partying in 1 year.
Oh, my God. We'll all die.
Yes. What am I supposed... How can I... And it's all, by the way, happening in a short... Like, my birthday's in August, and I'm supposed to get married in fall. Like, what am I... How am I supposed to fit dirty 30, bachelor party, and wedding in 3 months?
That's a lot of life changes.
That is.
Everyone's saying simplify your wedding. You know, get married just in a vineyard somewhere. Get married at the courthouse.
Yeah, micro weddings are like a huge thing now.
I was about to just say that. I saw an old Facebook post from Nouvelle. Is Nouvelle Rooftop 22? Mm-hmm. Somebody had a wedding up there and it only holds like 50 or 70 people. And I'm like, that's nice.
It's
just be on a rooftop, have a view of the city and just drink and get married. I don't know. Maybe that's the move.
That's how Amanda and I got married in Memphis, bro.
And just hang out. I don't know.
What? We got married on the rooftop at the Peabody in Memphis. Why are you giving me that?
Not with 50 people. You had like 300 people.
Yeah, dude, you had that.
Well, the idea was there was people on the rooftop.
Okay.
And we drank. I didn't say the number was the same.
So I don't know. It's just there's a. I feel like there's a lot of pressure. And honestly, at this point, I just want to plan something so I can tell people a news update because everyone keeps asking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know.
Well, keep us updated. Sounds like you have everything under control.
No, I have nothing under control. I think I'm just going to go to the courthouse and get married, to be honest.
That side of the counter is a mess this morning between you and Loren.
Yeah, we sit right by
Nicole,
each other.
That's too much for one day.
I don't know what to do, man. I'll go to court and get married.
No. Don't make a decision now. Just keep us updated. Go through all these text messages. People have good ideas.
Okay. See, I would help you, but I'm afraid to get blamed for something.
No, you wouldn't get blamed. I need someone to help me.
He's crying for help.
I need you to come over and fix my life, Loren.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Enough of our own drama from this morning. Loren with her half-sister reaching out for the first time in years. Roy can't figure out if he's going to get married or not.
I don't know, man. It's tough.
Can we turn to someone else's drama?
Seriously.
Please. Let me escape in someone else's issues. Let's bring in...
It's Tracy.
Tracy, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome to Hump Day Dump Day here on the Manny Roy and Loren Show. Dump him or date him. What's going on with your man?
So I met this guy who I like a lot. We've only been on 4 dates, but he has this weird vocal tick that I find very annoying.
Is he a vocal fryer?
A vocal crier?
Fryer. Like the Kardashians. Like, oh my God.
No. Tracy. I wouldn't need advice. That would be done. Over. Finito. No, he does this thing where, and what's kind of killing me is I've caught myself doing it a couple times too, and I'm like, he clears his throat constantly and says, so anyway.
Okay. So anyway.
I would find that really annoying.
So anyway, what should I do?
So anyway. Back to you now.
Oh, God.
So anyway, can you go to the kitchen? And
that is making me want to clear my throat, too.
When did you notice it? You said, Tracy, you've been on 4 dates with him. What date number did you notice the... So anyway.
I noticed it right away, but it started getting annoying on date 2.
Yeah.
And then you gave him 2 more after that.
Well, because, you know, he's really good on paper... If that makes sense.
Yeah, right. Listen, we heard that the dating in Charlotte sucks, so you take what you can get.
But guys, I don't think this is a big deal. Maybe he has like seasonal allergies or something.
No, dump him.
Roy.
He ain't fixing this weird vocal thing.
And if you call him out about it, then he's going to be conscious of it and might not do it for like 3 dates and you think you're in, then it'll pop its ugly head up again.
It's a crutch. Isn't that what they call that? A vocal crutch?
Yeah. Yeah, because I say you know a lot.
Yeah. If he didn't do it so much, Tracy, could you get over it? Or is it just one of those things where you're like, I'm just so distracted by it?
If he didn't do it as much, then I would be fine. And you know, we've all had vocal tics before. I used to say like a lot,
mm-hmm.
and that's annoying. And
that is
then
annoying.
My mother pointed it out to me, and I did, it took some time, but I did get better.
So then maybe you do bring it up.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to bring up.
Right.
704 texted in and said, just tell him. If you like him that much, just be like, hey, do you know that you have this little tick about you where you clear your throat and you say, so anyway.
See, then another 704 just texted in and said she should, he should dump her. She's complaining this much right now. Imagine in a couple years.
Yeah, are you complaining? You totally sound like the person that would speak to a manager to me.
Are you a Karen, Tracy?
Like, if you don't like the food... Like, you would go to a non-steakhouse, order steak, and then be really upset if it doesn't come out.
When was the last time you made a complaint, Tracy? Be honest.
The only time when I do send food back is when it's undercooked, because that's
okay.
Just the health
Seriously,
hazard.
When was the last time you complained?
I mean, I haven't gone that many places because of COVID, so it's been a long time.
Have you complained to the internet company about your slow internet ruining your Zoom meetings?
Leave her alone.
No, no.
So anyway.
Stop. This is interesting, though. Somebody just texted and said maybe it's nerves. Maybe he's clearing his throat because he's nervous.
Oh, I bet.
And he really likes you. So maybe it'll go away the more comfortable you guys get with each other.
You're right. Like, maybe there's some silence in the date and he's trying to fill the silence. So he goes, so anyway, and tries to keep it going. And maybe when you start becoming less new, that will go away. I don't know.
A lot of people are saying it's just a tick and you should continue to date him.
Listen, and I don't know if you can. I know you're calling the show to be part of Date Him or Dump Him and have the listeners help you. And I'm not trying to bash you by any means, Tracy. I'm really not. But you kind of have a vocal thing going on yourself.
What?
Yeah, you.
What's my vocal thing?
The way you have you guys picked up, like she does, like this
trail off.
Yeah, trail off. You kind of. So I'm like, let's not throw stones. I don't think it's annoying. I would, you know.
I don't know. It just kind of annoys me a little bit.
It doesn't bother me.
A trail off. Strong end of declarative sentence.
I'm not crazy. You guys heard it too, right?
Tracy's a hoot. She follows us on Insta. We know Tracy. She's awesome. Yeah, She's a big fan of the show, and we're happy that you called
You know I say that with peace and love. I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm just saying that, like, everyone has
something.
You know.
Someone said you should ask if he's okay.
I hear that you're not trying to make fun of me, I don't think I have a tick.
Okay, you don't. Never mind that. We're trying to get you on a dump him or date him here, whether or not you should date or dump this guy. And most people say you should date him based on the fact that Charlotte's a crappy city to date in anyway. If you really like him enough to go on 4 dates with him, you're going to get used to it or he's going to stop doing it.
Right. And maybe
but do we think it will go away?
She just did it.
Okay.
She did just do it.
Tracy, I think it might go away. I think you should just put up with it and to see if you guys want to get comfortable together if it does go away. If not, maybe ask him if he has seasonal allergies. And then after that, if it still bothers you, then you got to bail.
Poor fella's choking and she thinks it's something.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
That's what she sounds like to me.
You two would be a hoot to sit next to at a restaurant. I'd have to get up and leave. All right, date him, Tracy. That's what everyone's saying, okay?
Okay, all right. I will give. Maybe I'll start trailing off more and see if that bothers him.
Fight fire with fire.
Thanks for being on Hump Day, Dump Day.
Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Since you're all sharing different personal stories this morning, I'll throw my crazy family into the mix, too.
Alrighty.
It's just, like, maybe your family's this way, too. Like, does your family complicate things? Lorraine just shot me a look. But wait, hear me out. Like, it's easy to say yes, but, like, in a complicate things in an unnecessary way.
Mm-hmm.
People try and make things easier, but it only complicates things. So there was a very simple thing that happened on Sunday. I got sunburned, for one, playing soccer with the kids in the neighborhood. My niece, Riley, is a really good soccer player. Her Charlotte team is, like, ranked nationally. And I said to my brother, hey, why don't you drop Riley off? We could play soccer, and then, like, I'll either drive her home or you could pick her up.
Okay.
Very simple, right? So far? So my brother says, all right, Jin, our mom, we call her by her first name, Jin will probably want to go hang out and get out of the house and come over. So I'll have, and I'm playing tennis, my brother says, at the time that, like, at 2 o'clock, you're playing at 1, I'm playing tennis at 2, I can't hang. So Jin will drop her off. So I call my mom Sunday in the morning and I go, okay, we're heading up. And she goes, oh, well, I won't be there till like 2:30. And I go, well, no, we're playing at 1. And Rich said you were going to drop her off at the field at 1. My mom goes, well, plans changed. And I'm like, well, all the boys love Riley. She's older, and they love playing against her. She's good. And I go, well, they all want her to be there. And she goes, yeah, well, Rich will be there soon. I go, Rich will be there soon? Rich can't come. That's why you're bringing her.
Right.
No. Rich is coming. So I hang up with my mom, and now I'm, like, annoyed because this basic thing.
This happens all the time in a lot of people's families.
Okay. I think it's a parent thing.
Okay, good, because I said to my brother, I call him, I go, where are you? He's like, I'm 10 minutes out. Then all of a sudden, he's the fence. I'm 10 minutes out. I'll be there. Start without us. I go, no. That's not why I'm calling. I'm just saying, come to the clubhouse. That's where we are. And I thought mom was dropping her off. No, I didn't want mom. It was too much. Mom hadn't had lunch yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's 80, so things. Okay, good. I'm glad because I'm like, why do we complicate crap so much?
Not just you.
No, there's... My parents have a hard time with schedules, and I think it's because growing up, they had a very open-door policy. Whatever kind of happened, happened.
So, like, with your nieces... They have a hard time, like...
Well, even just, like, with me, like, my dad was coming into... I knew he was going into Salisbury last week, and my mom told me on the phone, well, he's for sure not going to be there Monday, so think Tuesday or Wednesday.
Good.
Perfect. By the way, that's after me, like, I was trying to get the dates, like, a week before that. I'm like, hey, it's Friday, I need dates. Mm-hmm. Like, tell me what's going on. They're not really good with the schedule. And then Monday, Dad calls me. He goes, hey, I'm going to be in North Carolina tonight. And I'm like, oh.
What?
You thought Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah, what is it?
I'll move things around. It's fine. You know, I want to see Dad, you know.
Right. Right. Yeah. And then what's like, well, how does your family complicate things? Because there's so many cooks in the kitchen in your house. It's never one person.
No, pretty much the same. Like, my brother's birthday was on Sunday, and my mom said, okay, well, I'll be over with my friend at 11 to help decorate. And they didn't get there until, like, probably 12 o'clock. And I was putting down the baby at that point. And instead of them just, like, going to town and starting to decorate, they wanted to wait for me. Well, then they had a nail appointment at 1 o'clock. Oh. So by the time I got back down, I was like, you guys don't have time. Just go.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do it.
Why did they come late?
And why?
I don't know.
I know.
I don't know.
They complicate things.
Especially when you have kids, too. Like, you're trying to work on such a tight schedule.
Yeah.
And make everybody happy, and it never fails. It's just chaos.
And people get upset.
Yeah. Families, we love you. My mom ended up coming, and you know, everything turned out okay. But I was like, what is going on? That's not even the way it was remotely planned. In fact, what ended up happening was the opposite that was going to happen 48 hours ago. So, all right, we're going to do a quick break. When we come back, this is a really, really great list we found. I think producer Nicole found it. It's the things that are not as attractive or as sexy as a lot of people and society make it out to be. Like, for instance, one of them is men or women in uniform. Everybody's like, oh, woman or man in uniform. That's my thing. This list says, it's not that good.
Okay. We'll talk about it coming up next.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right. What is something that's not as attractive or sexy as everyone makes it out to be? We found this from Your Tango, the website. How about makeup?
Yeah.
Like and by the way, this is unisex. It's not just for all women. This is like this list goes both ways. Mm-hmm. But like, I guess a guy, like guys say makeup. Like I like my gal without makeup.
That's a slippery slope too, because Dallas will tell me sometimes like, you're prettier without makeup, and I'm like, what?
You don't
believe that? Does that mean I do my makeup bad?
Right. It's like,
I see
what you mean. Like you mean it to be a compliment, but we take it sometimes as like a backhanded compliment.
Because you work hard.
Right.
Like Amanda, to get ready to go out, like makeup, you get, you know, done early. And
you know, Loren, you're one of those that when you put makeup on and you take makeup off, you still look like the same person. Sometimes I see where they take the makeup off and I can't recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
They put a lot of makeup.
Amazing either way.
Thank you, Manny.
Beautiful, no matter what.
Dashing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. You can text us or jump on the phones, too, and call us and have a combo with us if you want. What's not as attractive or sexy as everyone makes it out to be from Your Tango? Advances on a date. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like a kiss on the first date?
Yeah, or maybe like an arm around the shoulder on a date.
Unwanted advances, yeah.
It doesn't say unwanted. It just says advances. Like, maybe you don't need to. I don't know. I just thought that one was interesting. Like, because you try and move things along.
Yeah.
If you're on like a third date with someone, you know, maybe arm around the shoulder, grab a hand when you're walking. But people are saying it's not as sexy or attractive as you think it might be.
Yeah.
This one, I like uniforms.
I think I think a guy in a really good form-fitting suit is hotter than a uniform.
I agree with that.
You know, something that's actually tailored to them.
Yeah. Well, like, you always get the police officer, the military men. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody will text in right now and go, oh, the Navy whites.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even. I'll say, like, a female flight attendant is pretty hot. I don't know what it is. I like that whole look.
This is creepy.
Why is it creepy when I say it?
I don't know why it's creepy when you say
it. I'm the voice of the people, Roy.
I don't know why it's creepy when you say it.
No, I don't know, dude.
Lingerie is on the list. What's not as attractive or sexy as everyone makes it out to be?
See, I don't know. I feel vulnerable in lingerie. Like, I don't think that lingerie is as sexy as it's made out to be. I mean, my husband loves it, you know. But I think when you're actually in it. But imagine if you were in your skivvies, right? Like, like, just vulnerable and out there to be, yes, your significant other is not judging you, but
and
like,
it's private
you feel,
time.
I know, but you just feel uncomfortable sometimes.
Can I ask an honest question? And I know we're on radio and I can't ask too much about this, but I just because I'm gay and I don't know. Isn't the goal of lingerie to come off, or do you find some way to keep it on during whatever you do?
I mean, there's something, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is psychologically, Roy, but you could do both. There's ways to work around it.
I didn't know, like, if there's, like, a definitive, oh, yeah, you keep it on the whole time.
No, there's certain types and different types of lingerie that you can leave on.
Okay.
For God's sake, watch a straight porno just once. Educate yourself. And if Sterling can't, you just tell him you're educating yourself.
I don't know what goes on with you straight people. I have no clue. I love talking to Nicole. I'm like, I don't even know what you guys do.
Like, I have
one category and I stick to it.
I don't know what the visual reason is, but I find lingerie attractive.
Yeah.
And I like that. How about high heels?
Yeah.
For men, sweaty t-shirts. These are things. What's not as attractive or sexy as everyone makes it out to be? I guess like the man working in the yard look.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Long fake fingernails.
Oh, those out. Oh, you have some on.
Mine aren't fake, though. It's my nail.
Really?
It's longer, yeah. Oh.
Strippers, both male or female, made the list from Your Tango. What's not as attractive or sexy as everyone makes it out to be?
Yeah, I've always felt uncomfortable watching that.
Yeah.
It's not for me. I understand how people love it. I mean, I'll probably have, a stripper at my bachelor party, so can't throw too many stones.
Woo-hoo!
Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Let's see. Someone said earrings for guys.
Mm-hmm.
Pinky rings for guys, not sexy.
You had a pinky ring. One?
Take it easy, both of you over there. Yeah. I don't wear it anymore.
It's because you lost it. If
that's
you didn't
true.
Lose
it's in
it,
here somewhere.
It is in
it's
here
behind
somewhere.
A piece of equipment somewhere. And it's a spinner.
And I hope it's never found.
Because a pinky ring wasn't bad enough. Then you made it a spinner.
704 says dad bods aren't as sexy and attractive.
Really?
Yeah.
See, sometimes I don't know.
704 says Botox. Not sexy or attractive.
Listen, you wouldn't know the difference. If your significant other is getting good Botox, you really won't know.
Here's a 240 who hasn't texted us since May 5th of last year. And they said, good morning, guys. I'm so happy to hear you live. I only ever get to catch the podcast. I just wanted to say I love you guys and thanks for doing what you do.
Oh, thank you.
Love you.
We love it when our podcast family turns the actual FM dial on.
Now that's attractive and sexy.
Yeah, right?
Living life through Loren's eyes.
You know, if the two of you, my husband and my kids, could all just fall in line and live in Loren's world, we would all be so much happier.
Hear Lauren weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Oh, anybody who dislikes the influencers on social media is going to love this story that we found in The Sun. Our associate producers who write for us overnight found this. I think Chris was the one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
We don't talk about him much on the radio.
Listen to this, Ren.
Uh-huh.
What's going on in the influencer world? Well, this one influencer in England went to this, reached out to a restaurant in London and said, hey, I'd love to get a takeout meal, but not just for myself, for me and three other people in my bubble, promising to plug them on Instagram.
What's a bubble?
You know, like probably their quarantine bubble.
Okay.
You know, so there's like four people aren't going anywhere. We would like to get a meal, and I'll plug you on your social media. In radio, that's highly illegal. There's rules against that called plugola.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We have to do contracts, advertising, et cetera.
Right, right. So that's why we always say plug bell, because it is what it is. But, like, you know, a lot of the companies we plug spend money and advertise with us.
Right.
And we love that. Okay. So anyway, this restaurant's called Four Legs. And they said, hey, we would love to come get a meal for me and three friends, and I will post about it on my Instagram story. But the influencer didn't know what they were going to get in, what they were in for when they went to the restaurant. They responded back, and the restaurant appeared to provide them with directions to the restaurant. Only the actual directions sent them to a local police station. When they went to pick the meal up, they responded back that they didn't see the restaurant. Four Legs of the restaurant said, did you see the police station? And the influencer said, yes. And they said, good, go there, report yourself for crimes against the hospitality industry.
Oh, is that illegal for them to do that?
No, I mean, I don't think.
Maybe they were just mad.
They were just being sassy.
Yeah. Mm. Like, hey, we're not looking for trade. We need money nowadays.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's a little. They could have just said no. It's a little much.
Of course. That's,
yeah. It's a little mean.
That's why I thought it was crazy. But, the, you know, and it's weird, too, because in our business, people will come to us a lot. Like, more than you guys probably ever know. And they'll say, hey, we would love to drop by something today, like a restaurant.
Right.
It's like, what's your goal? Is your goal for us to talk about it on the radio? Because we can't.
100% of the time it is. Or you mention know. It on social media. Mm-hmm.
If you,
you know?
Just want to feed me because you like me, that's different.
Right. Like, we all have our individual car dealerships that we're the spokespeople for. I'm Victory Chevrolet.
JT's Kia.
Joe Moss.
Okay. Somebody from one of those three dealerships offered to give us a car for the weekend, and we had to say no. Of course not. First of all, it goes against who we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, like, and by the way, those people that we talk about spend money to advertise here. So just like the restaurant, like, do the right thing. If you want your name out there, you got to pay for it.
Right.
This is a business world we live in, you know? By the way, producer Nicole is available for car dealerships.
She is. And being spokespersons.
Yeah. What's the deal? You don't have any endorsements.
No, she might get one. We're all on a.
I was about to say you're
an email string.
You're so loved by the audience. You need more
and underutilized.
And so underutilized. I mean, how has a tattoo parlor not snatched you up?
I've already done stuff with tattoo parlors.
Oh, how has an undercut barbershop?
I'm trying to grow mine out, so I would not be a good look for any barber.
You're right.
Now.
You know what? You can't be a spokesperson.
An uptown apartment would be good for Nicole. A car dealership. What?
I've already got a place.
Yeah, no, we're going to get you another one.
No, okay. She's going to let me be Roy Brown, her realtor, and we're going to go get her a real place.
Okay. Is he going to pay you for your service for the services?
Am I going to pay her?
Yeah. For advertising.
Maybe wants you to buy an endorsement with Nicole.
Yes.
I say, dude, no, she's going to pay me in commission.
So it's a wash.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, anyway, Nicole is available if anybody's interested. She's a good salesperson.
Yes. She's sometimes does diets.
Mm-hmm.
So just got to figure out what season of the dieting world she's in. Could be pescatarian, could be vegan. I think she could be Baptist. I don't know.
I don't think she's anything right now.
All right, coming up after 9, we're going to talk about parents. Parents reveal the funniest reasons they vetoed a baby name. These are good.
You don't realize how many people you don't like until you try to name a baby.
All right, we'll get into it after 9.
And you know,
Mike on the awesome show. I appreciate you guys for having the best morning show.
I love the show. I get up every morning. It's what I look forward to. Listen to you guys every day.
Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
People don't realize how hard it is to name a child until you have children.
I was going to say, I love this because I feel like we have done in the past a confession or something where the child's name is named after an ex and the wife doesn't know. Like he picked the name Christy and she loved it, but he picked it because it was an ex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's complicated, too.
That's for sure weird. But the Huffington Post asked people what the funniest reasons that they vetoed a baby name was. And some of these are really, really hilarious. A woman named Anna Beer wanted to name her son Holden. And the husband wanted his middle name to be Archie. And then she realized that on a resume, his name would be Holden A. Beer. That wasn't the best name for him.
I love that, though. That'd be funny.
Another husband says that he would nix any name that didn't pass the quote-unquote playground text, which, you know, the song Banana Fana?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If there could be profanity that rhymed with the name, it was nixed immediately.
That's funny.
It's actually a good way to weed some of these out.
Are the kids still playing Banana Fana?
I don't know either.
Another
person said our last name is Wood, and many things could be inappropriate with that.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to name their son Morgan, which in German means morning.
What's wrong with that?
That was
morning.
A big no.
Yeah.
And then another a guy said I vetoed the name Sammy, or my husband vetoed the name Sammy because. Have you ever seen Days of Our Lives? There's a character on there named Sammy, and she's a real you-know-what.
Mm.
And that's what I ran into a lot. When Dallas and I were throwing out names, I didn't realize how many people I didn't like until I was trying to name my sons. Where I was like, no.
Like, personally you didn't like them, or like celebrities that you didn't like?
Both. Like, our two names that we came down to for Jackson was Colton and Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And Colton had just been, like, the big bachelor the season before.
Okay.
And he was, like, kind of a stage five clinger. And I, like, didn't love Colton. And I know that's probably not popular if you're part of Bachelor Nation, but...
Or your child's name's Colton.
Yeah. But I didn't want to name Cash or Jackson Colton because of him.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody would remember that in...
That's what Dallas
said. 5 years.
Yeah, that's what Dallas said. But I think Jax is a Jax anyway.
You know what's funny is there's a bunch of Mariahs.
After Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A bunch of Britneys.
Yeah.
And I believe we even took a phone call from a Tiger once.
From Tiger Woods?
Somebody would name their son, or we got a text that they were named after, their name is Tiger, named after Tiger Woods. And things were really bad in like the 2010s when Tiger had that whole issue with his wife. Mm-hmm. And like weird stuff was happening in his personal life. He's like, oh boy, I might go by my middle name now.
You know, but I love the Southern names because those typically never conflict with anything.
Does my daughter have a good Southern name?
Ruby?
James.
What's her middle name?
Ruby James?
James, yeah.
That's a good Southern name. Lurline? Great Southern name.
That is.
My wife's grandmother's mom was Merlene.
Randy's a good one. Randy's a good one.
Don't you have a cousin named Squirrel, like nicknamed Squirrel or something?
That's not his real name. But Buford is a great name.
I think Annabelle's a real Southern name, too.
Yeah, what would you name a daughter?
We wanted Sophia Joe.
Sophia's
if it was
pretty.
A girl. Because, yeah, we would call her Sophie Joe.
Yeah.
After the design, because you're, isn't... Isn't Sophia...
Sophia Loren?
Not because of that, though. Not because of that.
Oh,
no.
That's what I was thinking. Because your name's Loren, mm-hmm. Sophia Loren.
It ties together nicely.
It does, though.
Let's talk with Wendy in Concord. What would you like to say?
So my name that we couldn't do, I went to school with a guy named Carter, and he used to... This was an elementary school, and he used to pass gas all the time. And... kids called him Carter the Farter. I know, so sad, but I could not do Carter.
Carter the farter.
That's funny. What'd you end up going with?
Aikman. My husband's a big Dallas Cowboys fan.
That's cool. That's a cool name.
Aikman. Troy Aikman. Mm-hmm. That's right. All right. Thanks for the call, Wayne. Thanks for listening.
But that is one of those risky names. What if Aikman does something really bad?
That's what we were saying.
That's a risky name. But that's why I said Lurleen's never done anything except go to church every Sunday. You know, there's nothing wrong there.
She's a good Catholic. Or good, no, not Catholic.
Southern Baptist.
Southern Baptist. Yeah. How dare. Oh, my God.
Pentecostal.
What name would you never name your child? 704-570-9595.
I remember I had a sash because I was the hall monitor and the baby.
You wore a sash, Loren.
Yeah, but mine was because I was a nerd. You were because you're beautiful.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Funny conversation about names. Like, you were thinking of naming your child a name, but then you pulled the plug on it because it just wasn't right. Loren had a funny list that we talked about a little while ago. 803 says, if I ever meet a stripper named Brielle, I'm dragging her off the stage. Oh. 704 says, my son's name is Tucker. I never thought about it until his preschool teacher said that she and the other teacher couldn't keep a straight face when they did the playground name game.
Yeah, see?
Tucker, Bo Bucker,
yeah, stop.
Tucker,
Banana,
Banana, Boo.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
Someone said, I want to name my son Michael after my brother. Thought it was a really nice thing. I'd call him Mike, but my ex pointed out that he'd probably be made fun of because our last name is Myers.
Yeah, Mike,
Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Doesn't bother me too bad.
Yeah, as you get older, kids would.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's just, Myers is a pretty common last name. I went to school with a Myers, and if their name was Mike, I'd be like, Mike Myers. But then you move on.
Right.
Or else he'll kill you. Somebody called in and said that they wanted to name their child Ryder.
I liked the name Ryder, that we actually considered that, too.
Yeah, but your last name isn't Wright.
So Ryder Wright.
Oh, goodness.
Doesn't flow well.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
You always say it. Why are you looking at me?
I was burping. I'm sorry.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I was trying to blow out a burp.
I'm just
going to
go.
Loren, what's happening in Hollywood?
I was trying to quietly blow out a burp. Loren, what's going on in Hollywood?
Wait to me. I could pick you up.
Well, I realized you were looking at me, and I looked down, okay. And I thought maybe he would realize there's something wrong.
All right, well, if you are a big Chip and Joanna Gaines fan, and you might be pre-ordering their new book.
No.
Yes.
You might want to reconsider, Roy, because they are putting $1,000 checks in 10 of them when you pre-order your books.
That's what I'm talking. That's some Willy Wonka stuff right there.
Right? Did you get a golden ticket?
Mm-hmm.
What? That's nuts. I mean, like, so they're only putting $10,000 down?
Yeah, but I mean, if you ordered a book and you got a $1,000 check, you'd be excited, yeah,
I guess.
And that might be for a lot of people who are already going to order the book and they're just telling them thank you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dr. Oz saved a man's life at the airport. New Jersey's airport. And the man collapsed at the baggage claim. And he not only gave him CPR, but used a defibrillator to shock him back to life.
Mm. Dude, I want Dr. Oz near me. My luck, I'd have Dr. Phil near me, though.
I don't know if I want Dr. Oz near me. He's going to ride me about my diet every 2 seconds.
You know why you passed out, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're getting.
That's what Phil would say, too.
Yeah.
I would stand up and I would grunt, and he goes, you know why you're grunting?
Yeah.
You're overweight.
Here's what we're going to do, and none of it's fun.
Like, could you imagine giving somebody CPR, though, right now in COVID times?
No.
I thought you don't have to do the mouth anymore, though.
You really don't have to.
You mean you just do the
you do the compressions.
Compressions? Yeah. I don't know. When I took my CPR class, like, way back in the day, they gave you, like, this plastic thing to put over somebody's face. And I'm like, hold on. So I'm going to blow into this, like, plastic bag looking thing, but it's laying on his face. Isn't that going to suffocate him?
Yeah.
It was so backwards.
I think as long as you keep the heart going, last time I remember, it was like 30 compressions, 2 rescue breaths, but if you can't do the rescue breaths, do the put compressions.
Mm-hmm.
Remember,
at least keep the heart going.
From The Office.
Staying Alive.
You do Staying Alive from the TV show The Office. We learned that.
Not the first part.
First time I was afraid. I was petrified.
No, Michael, that's not the song.
You do it when the beat hits.
It's not even the right song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The first one that he sings is the wrong song.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
So true.
The first time I was afraid.
I forgot.
I was petrified.
That's Gloria Gaynor.
All right. And Will Smith says that he is not ruling out running for office someday. So if you want more on that story and more celebrity gossip, you can head to kiss951.com.
I will survive. That's what Micah was singing, not staying alive. He's saying I will survive.
I didn't realize they were two different songs. That's funny. That's a lot more funny.
That just made that episode funnier.
Yeah.
It did for me.
All right. Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you, Lorraine. We're all over the place talking on top of each other. It's because we're all tired and having a good time.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, listen, Roy, you woke up measuring your nose. I want to say it hasn't grown any since we started the show. So good for you.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.